B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, March 28th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with Robbie and Norris, who are out in Boston for PAX East. Plus, we'll play a brand new game never before tried here on the show with the help of our Twitch audience. That's ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
Twitch's CEO Emmett Shear has called out the recently drafted Article 13 in the EU, saying it was, quote, drafted quite poorly and, quote, leaves a ton of questions. The new law makes platforms accountable in the EU for copyright infringement on their platform, but will need to be individually ratified by each EU member over the next few years. Shear has stated that Twitch's response will be dictated by how clear those individual ratifications are in regards to the law.
And here's the most complicated part about Article 13 when it comes to Twitch, is that because the platform is being held responsible for the content that its users are putting up there, mm-hmm. You now have people who may have an axe to grind with the platform that are trying to get them in trouble on purpose. Now you have to enact blanket rules and regulations across the platform that make everyone, regardless of whether they're in Europe or not, adherent to Article 13. That's going to happen for at least a time, right? Like, they might be able to do, you know, like, silo it out and do, like, twitch.eu,
right,
where Twitch is serving, you know, EU folks and EU audiences,
right,
and it's only made up of EU streamers. But until they figure out how to be able to silo that, and that's going to take time, this is going to be something that blanketly affects every single streamer, content creator, whether you're on Twitch or YouTube. These big platforms have got to figure out what they're going to do to respond to this.
Right, and it sounds like we've got a few years to kind of get it all figured out, because it's going to take that time for those individual EU members to, you know, ratify their own version of the law. And each of them are going to do it differently. Some of them, you know, as long as the people who actually ratify this law make it make more sense, we might not, you know, be in that kind of worst case scenario. On the other hand,
it's pretty close. The way the language currently states, it's
right,
pretty close to the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it totally
because
is.
Because the language is flexible enough to apply to things as simple as memes, okay? Here's the basic idea. You know Bad Luck Brian? You know how that's a meme? You know how everyone uses it and shares it and puts whatever text on top of it they want to? They want to say, listen, Bad Luck Brian, the guy, has a right to control his own image, and guess what? If you want to post a Bad Luck Brian meme, he's got a cut of that.
Ugh.
Despite the fact that it doesn't generate any income.
That's the
despite
thing.
Despite the you know what
a
I mean?
A cut
like,
of what? Exactly.
A cut of what? But the fact of the matter is that they want to empower him to be able to enforce his
right,
own copyright. And the thing is that it none of, when you start looking at it, none of it actually makes any sense for the way that media works on the internet. It just doesn't.
I mean, this is something that might have been possible to enforce in like 1995, but in 2019, where, you know, social media, meme culture, the way, you know, let's play culture is so prevalent all over the internet, on every facet of the internet, I don't know how you could possibly ever fairly enforce something like this today.
Listen, if you hear other streamers talking about how this is not a big deal, don't believe them. They whether they understand what's going on and they're trying to purposefully mislead you, or They just don't know.
Or they just don't understand and they're speaking out of ignorance. There is no way that this is good if you're a content creator on the internet. And what,
especially in Europe.
And I think the worst case scenario here is that it puts the onus on the platforms to suddenly become gatekeepers. And that's the last thing either YouTube or Twitch need to be in charge of.
It's going to force their hand to be on the safe side for their business, too. I mean, if they're going to have to choose between, well, we'll do it this way and maybe it comes back to bite us, or we're going to be very heavy-handed and make sure that we're protected, they're going to go for that one, most likely.
Yeah.
One of Respawn's primary goals right now is working on performance issues for Apex Legends. Much like PUBG shortly after launch, their primary goal is to get the game running much smoother and limiting hard crashes. Changes made this week have reduced hard crashes on PC by 90% and will boost the frame rate cap to 300.
Wow.
I mean, first of all, it is much the same thing that they had to go through with PUBG. You know, at first, the game came out. We didn't see a whole lot in the way of content in the early days of PUBG's launch. We saw them focusing more on getting the game up and running in a really smooth fashion so that they could, you know, make it a more competitive thing. Meanwhile, we've got Apex now trying to do the same thing.
Right. I think that this is definitely interesting, and, you know, it signals that Respawn really understands that early support when it comes to a game like Apex is going to be critical. You know, you've got an opportunity, especially taking such a chunk out of Fortnite, you've got an opportunity to keep people there, but you have to act quickly because there's just not much there.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what Battle Royale game we're talking about. Whenever they launch in a pretty small state. You either need new heroes, which they've done,
yep,
or you need new maps, which they're working on. And I think that this bodes well for Apex and Respawn.
Yeah, one of the biggest complaints that everyone had about it, including us when it launched, was it's a bit of a machine hog. It takes up a lot of performance to be able to play. I'm glad they're working on that. Stage 1 OWL champions, the Vancouver Titans, have officially named their home arena for the 2020 season of Overwatch League. They'll be playing out of the Rogers Arena, currently home to the Vancouver Canucks NHL team.
Wow!
The 18,000-seat arena first opened in 1995 and is owned by the same group that owns the Titans.
So, what do you think? They're going to do blackout curtains for like two-thirds of the stadium? Because there's no way that you're going to get 18,000 people on a regular basis,
right,
for esports. I don't care how
yet.
I don't care how good the Runaways are coming in to become the Titans. There's no way that you're going to get that.
Right. Well, no matter what, we know they're going to have to block out at least a portion of it because they have to do the WWE-esque setup where the players all play kind of on a stage. So they're going to have to block out a portion of the arena. I could see them also blocking out, like, the upper bowl remains, you know what I mean? And selling out the rest of it. Because if they can even sell 5,000 seats on a regular basis, that bodes very well for esports.
I mean, yes, it does, but then I think to like PUBG and the OGN arena, you know, the NPL, it's very empty. You know, I hardly see, you know, any of those seats filled, and it makes me nervous for, you know, being able to get people out into that arena.
At the same time, we have seen games like League of Legends and Overwatch manage to sell arenas and do it fairly well. I mean, even with when you talk about PUBG, even when they did the World Championship,
it was empty
and sparse.
Empty.
Meanwhile, League of Legends and Overwatch have managed to sell out arenas for major events. I guess the time will tell. They're building a 3,500-seat arena in Philadelphia.
Right, which that actually seems much more, you know, reasonable to be able to fill on a regular basis.
Totally.
You know, 18,000 versus 3,200
is a massive
difference.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, again, same organization that owns Vancouver?
The Canucks.
Then they probably got it on the cheap.
I would imagine.
Now, here's the one thing that I do think is in play. I do think that they're probably going to be vying for bringing the finals to Vancouver.
Ooh.
If they've got a stadium that big and they've got the infrastructure to support it, you know what? Come to Vancouver. Come check this out. You know, I think that that's a little bit, you know, it's at least as appealing as the Barclays Center in New York. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah. GameStop is looking to make a major pivot away from just selling video games as they struggle to find their place in the modern gaming world. They're turning their eyes towards esports, making a host of massive investments. They've struck partnerships with Complexity Gaming, Infinite Esports, and Envy Gaming, as well as the Houston Outlaws and Dallas Fuel Overwatch teams. They'll be hosting watch parties for Overwatch League and have also partnered with the Collegiate Star League.
This
is actually kind of smart.
So they just brought in a new CEO. They've been trying to sell the company for the better part of a year. They've failed to do so. They've now brought in a new CEO who apparently has said esports is our way forward. It looks that way anyway.
Now, that's interesting. I love the idea of Overwatch watch parties.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that that's a great way to get people just kind of organically involved. And I think that there's a huge appeal for that. If there were watch parties locally, I would go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. If, yeah, you know, Friday night after we get out of here, if there was somewhere locally to go to a watch party, amen.
Yeah, watch Overwatch and drink. Are you kidding me? I'm in.
Yes, please. Fallout 76 has introduced its new survival mode as the second phase of the Wild Appalachia expansion. The new mode adds to the chaos of the game by removing most of the game's PvP restrictions.
This is a hellscape of PvP. Not just
So you've gotten to see a little bit of this, right?
I have. It is nothing but people can't... Because here's the problem. When you zone somewhere on the map,
right,
there's a specific location that you're going to spawn into.
Okay.
And they've made the warp points. You can only warp to Vault 76, you can warp to the different train stations across the map, or you can warp to your camp.
So there's a limited number of spawn points.
That's exactly it. And
so if you've got a sniper rifle, you're sitting with your eyes trained on
the one spot, on the one spot, and yeah, just waiting for people to come in. And the part of the problem is, and Bethesda really needs to fix this, is that you can still be attacked while you're on a loading screen. So your character is sitting there, and you're just watching the loading screen, waiting for the world to load around you.
You loading dead.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It kind of sucks.
Bethesda, you got to get on that. That's
it kind of sucks. Now, again, the feature is in beta.
Right.
So they're working on it, but I do think that there's more than a few bugs to work out here.
If they fix, like, the simple bugs, conceptually, good idea?
Conceptually, great idea.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm looking for a day of solo sneak play, that's where to do it.
Yeah.
You get double XP, you get legendary bonuses for doing certain rewards.
Yep.
And you know what? I like the restrictions for warping and stuff like that. In theory, like, I just love the idea of sniping someone without having to handshake them for PvP first. In theory, it's a great idea, but they need to get a couple of these technicality issues worked out.
And that's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. One of the most long-awaited games in recent memory has been Borderlands 3. Well, we got our first look at Gearbox's new Borderlands project out at PAX today. Eventually.
Yeah.
And then we got three looks at it, two jittery looks at it, one clear look at it.
Yeah, so, I mean,
PAX East, come on,
that
man.
That was rough. I mean, they did an hour-long presentation, which I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't know that Gearbox needs an hour to go over all their stuff.
No, I don't think they do.
I feel like 20 minutes... About the time that the State of Play took,
yeah,
would have been about right for them.
They wasted about 15 minutes Randy Pitchford doing a fairly impressive magic
it
trick.
It was a good magic trick.
I
give him
that.
Yeah.
But there's no way that magic trick works without plants. He definitely was. That was a plant.
Yeah,
for sure.
I gotta think it was. So they started up their presentation. They immediately killed the rumors of it being a Battle Royale title, because that's what people were beginning to speculate. Good on them to kill. That said, I really wanted them to make like it was going to be a mobile title before they announced
that
it.
Would have been real funny. Yeah, just get the Diablo Immortal fans all upset again.
That's what I wanted. We also got a look at Trover Saves the Universe, the new game from Justin Roiland.
Oh my God, does this look so his eyeballs are
faces
that he puts into his eye sockets that have their own two sets of normal eyes.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously,
how does that work?
I don't know. If you're a fan of Rick and Morty, I got to imagine you're going to love this. I mean, obviously, you can hear Justin Roiland's voice acting talents being used in there.
Yeah. For some reason, I think Justin Roiland has a weird obsession with eye holes.
He really kind of does.
Yeah.
Because we see a lot of jokes about it in Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. In addition, we got to look at the new tabletop card game that they're doing around Borderlands. I mean... That's good. I like them kind of trying to play it off like, yep, that's the new Borderlands announcement. Ha 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 ha. No. We finally got our look at their actual Borderlands projects. The first was, despite the technical hitches, the 4K upscaling for Borderlands 1 and 2.
Yes.
The complete handsome collection.
I'd love to say that that looks phenomenal, but I have no idea because I didn't see it.
Yeah, so I'm sure it looks fine. If anything, if I can judge based off what Borderlands 3 looks like. Speaking of which, of course, the final big confirmation is Borderlands 3 is on the way. It looks pretty far into development. They said they've been working on it for like 5 years, which good on them to kind of keep it under wraps for that long, because that is no easy feat. Having never really gotten too deep into the Borderlands mythos, I played through a bit of 1. I never beat it. I didn't play 2. That trailer really made me want to go back and play them. I mean, when the Handsome Collection comes out and it's got the 4K upscaling, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to play 1, 2, and 3.
Interesting. I've been tempted to play Borderlands in the past.
Because people always talk passionately about it whenever someone talks about it.
Very much so. And I know people who have been fans of the first and the second one. And, you know, like when the second one came out, you'll always get people that do this. They're like, you don't need to play the first one.
I always wholeheartedly, there's so few series where I truly believe that that's the case.
I never believe it.
It's Final Fantasy, and that's kind of it.
That's kind of it, yeah. And here's the thing. Final Fantasy proved that to me over a series of years, right?
Right.
Like, I now believe, okay, yeah, this is a completely separate game.
But even, you're right, though. When I played 9, which is the first one that I played, I was like, no, I have to go back and play the other ones. Then I played 8 and went, all right, I guess I really didn't need to play that one to understand 9. Fair point.
Yes, exactly. And then there was the people who were like, no, they have to all connect. And Square Enix went like, I mean, I guess maybe
sure,
we should.
There's a guy named Sid in all of them. Gilgamesh has been in a couple. That's confirmed. That's about it.
Yeah, we'll write FF14 and make them all connect.
I saw someone tweet today actually it was Robbie and Norris on the way out to PAX East on the flight. Someone in the row in front of them was like mansplaining Pokemon to the girl next to him.
Oh, no.
And then went on to talk about how FF14 will survive all other MMOs. And I can't imagine a worse hell than having to sit next to that person. Especially when I'm not convinced FF14 is going to survive FF11 at this point. That game refuses to die.
Very good point. All right, listen, we want to hear from you. How excited are you for Borderlands 3? Connect with us on social media. Did we even get to the Borderlands 3?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Okay, we did. All right.
We're excited. It looks great.
Yes, connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, with the help of our Twitch chat, we're going to play through a game of the Yogg. That will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we'll check in with Robbie and Norris as they flew out to Boston for PAX East. Stick around. That discussion is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Robbie and Norris were lucky enough to fly out to Boston to attend PAX East this year, while Joe and I are stuck here. Womp womp. They're attending a party tonight with the Boston Uprising, but have given us a little bit of their time to brag about what we're missing. So you lucky bastards, what's going on?
What's cracking? It's just Norris here. Robbie is chilling, doing some note reviews of the Borderlands 3 announcements. And also, we've been talking to a lot of folks about Checkpoint spreading the word, the great gospel that is the Checkpoint family.
Would you say you've been sharing the link?
We have indeed been sharing hellified links.
Nice. I like to hear that. So you guys are out at an event right now called Made in MA. It's an event being put on by Mass Digi. A whole bunch of people are there. We're there. The Boston Uprising is there. Tell everyone what's the scene like. You guys are there at the party right now.
We are. It's really just not getting into full swing. Folks are just sort of filing in as we speak. There's an entire breakout room for sort of like really small, I don't even want to call them indie games, just more like, you know, a homebrew games, if you will. So a lot of people are checking out that room. You know, people are just kicking it. A lot of friends got some VR stuff going on. There's some Overwatch and Fortnite machines going on. So it's a lot happening. And like I said, folks are still filing in. So it could get even more packed and popping as the night goes on.
I mean, PAX East just kind of getting underway today with doors officially opening today. I'm sure that Boston must kind of feel like some kind of nerd homing beacon has been activated. What's the city like as PAX East descends upon it?
I mean, the city is definitely getting live. I mean, and the one thing is that when we were entering our hotel, you could definitely tell the folks that were there to visit family or for business and the folks that were there for PAX, most definitely. But according to not just our own eyes, but also to everyone in the hotel industry, I mean, there was up to 24, 25 hotels that have special shuttles going to PAX. I mean, they've said anything in the city proper is all booked up. PAX is that big of a boon to the city. Everywhere we turn, we're seeing cosplay, we're seeing, you know, t-shirts and different nerd culture references. It's been absolutely strange to see people with Vault 111 jackets on just walking around Boston. It's kind of an anachronism to me.
Oh, come on. But I mean, that's perfect. Fallout 4 took place in Boston. Like, if you're going to see Vault 111 jackets anywhere, it should be in Boston. What's the most impressive?
I know, but then I get panicked. I get panicked when I see it, man. Like, it's telling of the future that is yet to come.
Now, listen, China hasn't launched nukes at us yet. Don't worry about it. That's not coming. 2077, that's not for another, 50 years-ish.
Hey, global warming is going to take us out long before that happens.
You know, you probably got a good point there. So what's the most impressive piece of cosplay that you've seen so far?
You know what? I would say definitely the Vault 111 joint is one of them. We haven't seen much full-blown cosplay, a lot of, you know, just sort of little pieces here and there, but I'm really looking forward to seeing when we actually get to PAX proper. We haven't been able to actually go to the convention because our passes don't clear until tomorrow, so we definitely are looking forward to that.
What are you most looking forward to over the weekend? Obviously, you know, the big news of the day was the Gearbox presentation. What are you most looking forward to over the coming weekend?
Well, Robbie is definitely turned up about Borderlands, so in a second I'll let him speak to that. But I want to get my hands on Samurai Showdown. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've been watching a lot of it for the past couple days. It's a slower game. Neutral game is a lot more important. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Samurai Showdown. But I'll let Robbie talk to you guys a little bit about Borderlands 3 and how he's feeling about it.
Yeah, Borderlands 3, obviously an exciting announcement coming to us from Gearbox today. Not just showing up.
An announcement that's been rumored for like 3 years.
Oh, I know,
now, right?
Finally paying off dividends. But not just showing off Borderlands 3, but a host of HD upgrades, 4K upgrades, as well as a whole bunch of smaller titles that they're going to be publishing as well. But Robbie, do we have you?
Yeah, yep, I'm here. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Yeah, we're here. We're not bitter at all. Don't worry.
We're not jealous that you guys are out in Boston gallivanting around with the greater nerd population that amasses for PAX
East. I feel like I hear a hint of that in your voice.
You might.
I suppose.
I asked Norris, but I got to ask you before we get into the Borderlands stuff. What's the most impressive piece of cosplay that you've seen so far?
Actually, haven't seen a whole lot of cosplay just yet. So, honestly, the most impressive that we saw was somebody dressed up like Paul Revere outside of the State House.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that he's here for PAX, though.
No, I don't think so. That's probably a pretty good guess. All right, let's talk about Borderlands 3 because,
First of all, can I say what a relief that they did announce it? Because when they were, like, rattling off, like, you know, the VR stuff and the HD remakes, I'm like, they're either, like, ramping up to the big announcement, or this is going to be it, and everyone's going to be really upset.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we got it. I'm so glad.
Of course, the litany of technical issues couldn't keep Randy Pitchford from getting the trailer out in the form that he wanted it out, damn it. They restarted that trailer at least three times.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm, they got it. And even the 4K upgrade of the other games, that trailer didn't work properly. All kinds of technical issues.
It sounds like it was a problem with like that large screen that was right behind him specifically.
It very much so. Also, it may have sounded like PAX East may have gone on the cheap for the presentation computers. Because he was literally standing there going like, I love PAX East, but man, you guys need to get it together. Like, he literally called them out on stage.
Ouch, threw them under the bus.
It was uncomfortable to watch that stream. Like, when he's just saying like, guys, help me out here, please.
Can we get this together, please?
Oh my god!
He was
a good sport about it on stage, but you know he's pissed.
Oh, those cameras go off. He's gonna have words with the tournament or not the tournament. I'm so used to saying tournament organizer, convention organizers afterwards.
I do have to say though, guys, I'm super hyped about it. Like everything I saw in the trailer. 3-minute trailer. That's massive, by the way, for the announcement of a game. The world looks so improved, so upgraded, so huge.
So a part of the trailer that we saw a character walking up to this huge metropolis looking like city. Do you think that that's a part of the skybox, or do you think that that's actually going to be on the map?
Ooh, I don't think you tease something like that and just let it be a background.
That was Nate's impression
then
too.
That's got to be a massive map. That's got to be a gigantic map.
Yeah,
I agree. And you know, when you look back at the previous Borderlands 2, you know, those are games that when you look back in retrospect, they very much feel like this is going to seem really, really like kind of hard, but like hallway simulators. Like you can see where the boundaries of the game are very, very clearly, right?
Sure. Yeah.
With this game, it looks so massive. It looks so open. Like, they put this on a whole nother level. I mean, when you're the end of the trailer, when they're teasing, you know, a billion different guns.
A billion guns.
This seems very, very ambitious.
I'm
really excited.
This isn't at all your average looter shooter. I mean, like, this really seems like it's going to be something big and immersive. Robbie, I'm excited to check it out.
Robbie, you mentioned that the trailer, you know, being 3 minutes long. I'm wondering if you got kind of the same impression that Nate and I both did, that this game is very far along in development. Like, this is not at all what we normally are getting when we're getting our first look at a game where there's a section of it done.
Very true.
This game, and I mean, they've said they've been working on it for 5 years under wraps, so
right.
I believe it. It looks very far along.
I think so as well. And I'm also, glad to see a bunch of new and returning characters as well. The big mechanic, Ellie, that's her name. Ellie Beck in it. She was hilarious in the last one.
You got Moxie in there. You got Tiny Tina.
Pretty sure I saw Moxie at some place. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tiny Tina's back.
Tiny Tina's in there for sure.
I'm really hyped.
Yeah, I got to say, you know, when Randy highlighted some of the cosplayers that they had sent early assets to, I thought that was a really nice touch, a really cool thing. Listen, if you're at the point where you're comfortable enough sending assets to cosplayers, this thing is pretty much in the can.
Yeah.
Did we get
that mask, by the way, that she made for Tiny Tina's new mask? That was something right out of BioShock.
I know,
right? Did you think that same thing when you saw it?
Very much so. Very much so. Did we get a release date for Borderlands 3? No, we didn't.
No, not that I saw.
That's too bad. Well, you know what, Robbie? I am going to task you with a mission. I need you to find Gearbox's booth, and I need you to weasel a release date out of them.
I will do what I can, guys.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to catching your streams tomorrow. You and Norris will actually be live here on the stream from PAX East tomorrow. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right. I think we're actually looking at going live at 3 o'clock. Ooh. And basically going until they tell us that we have to shut it down.
There we go. So join us tomorrow right here at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP for live access to PAX East with Checkpoint XP. The Boston Uprising are going to be around as well. So we might get some exclusive conversations with them. We don't know. You got to tune in to find out. That's right here at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Robbie and Norris out live at PAX East. They're at Made in MA, an after party sponsored by Mass Digi. It's running tonight from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you're watching us live on the Twitch stream and you're out in Boston, get out there. $20 will get you in the door. And again, you'll get to hang out with Norris, Robbie, and the Boston Uprising. And that all goes down at District Hall in Boston. Guys, thanks so much for joining us, and have a phenomenal time out at PAX East,
jerks.
Oh, we're gonna, don't you worry.
All right, we'll see you back here safe and sound on Monday. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for that conversation. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. What are you excited to hear about at PAX East this weekend? Share your opinions with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, with Robbie and Norris gone, we're going to borrow some of our members of our Twitch audience and play a game on the air. Stick around. The Yogg will appear next, ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Make sure you're following us on our officially partner Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one but 2 cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Last week on our Twitch stream, Joe played a game of the Yogg with some of our community members on Discord. It's a storytelling game set in a fantasy world with an impending disaster about to befall the players.
Yep, so joining us today to help play this game of the Yogg, first of all, Nate, you'll be playing as I narrate it.
Yes, I will.
We also have a longtime fan of the show, Carletta, joining us.
Howdy.
How's it going?
It's going good. Not your player 4.
That's right.
nice. I like it.
We've also got Chile.
All right, man.
How's it going?
AKA the real hot chili pepper.
That's correct.
I'm not too bad, didn't you?
Doing great. And we've also got one of our newer listeners, but no less dedicated to the show. We've got the Wheeze.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Wheeze, how you doing? All right. So we've got the Yogg pulled up here on the stream.
We
Let's get some of the lovely music here going in the background. So now, this is a storytelling game.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, there's not really a whole lot of skill involved. It's just making decisions and deciding what you want to do. You're all going to be assigned a color, and when I say your color, I'll give you guys an option, and you'll have to tell me what you want to do.
Gotcha.
And then I will tell you the results.
All
Simple
right.
enough.
Fantastic. I think that's pretty easy.
All right, so let's see here. Wow. Why is the screen a little bit off there? There we go. All right. All right. So, Nate, you are going to be blue.
All right. I'm blue.
Carletta, you are going to be green.
Great.
Chili, you are going to be yellow.
Sweet.
And Wheeze, you are going to be red. All you need to do is remember your color.
Great.
All right. All right. Simple enough.
Here we go.
The Yogg will be here in 6 weeks, and no one expects it. Not a one of us. We just keep on living our lives, week by week, unaware.
All right, Blue. First of all, I want to let you know what your guys' stats are. You are each going to have 5 physique, 5 finesse, 5 mind, 5 charm, 5 magic, and 0 wealth.
Okay.
All right. Blue, you're up first. Would you like to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's go to the arena.
The arena.
I don't like some action right off the gate.
All right. Would you like to compete in a fight or bet on a fight?
I want
to
compete.
You spend the week fighting brutes in the arena. You gain 2 physique and 1 finesse.
Nice.
During a match, another warrior's weapon is knocked from their grasp. You barely manage to avoid it. With a sickening crunch, it destroys the knee of a nearby bystander. He accuses you of causing him harm by not stopping the flying weapon.
Oh no!
He takes you to court. Do you offer to settle or defend yourself?
Defend myself.
You object, but you can't seem to convince the judge. He rules in the plaintiff's favor and orders you to perform community service. You gain 1 physique and 1 finesse.
Oh, not bad.
Unfortunately, the boring task takes a toll on you mentally. You lose 1 mind.
Oh, okay.
Green, you are up next. Where would you like to go? The forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
I'm going to the palace.
To the palace. All right. Would you like to do administration work or attend a ball?
I want to attend a ball.
You spend the week attending fancy gatherings. You gain 2 charm and 1 finesse. One day, the court jester approaches you. Would you like to learn how to juggle? He asks excitedly. I'll teach you everything I know for a small sum. Would you like to say sure for minus 1 wealth or no thanks?
I'm going to politely decline.
Says the jester. He walks away disappointed. That evening, on the way home, you find a golden coin on the ground. What luck! You gain 1 wealth.
Hey!
Red, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
I'm going to go where I usually feel most comfortable, and that's going to be the slums.
To the slums. Would you like to pickpocket or fight crime?
Pickpocket.
You spend the week performing petty theft. You gain 1 wealth and 2 finesse. One night, you hear a woman whisper at you from nearby.
Hey, you, she calls out, looking to make a bit of coin.
Do you say, I'm always up for more coin, or no thanks?
I'll go with the I'm always up for more coin.
She signals for you to go into the alleyway with her.
Uh-oh.
Come closer, she says. Nobody else can hear what I'm about to tell you.
Uh-oh.
You lean in close, eager to learn how you'll be earning this coin. She presses herself right up against you, moving her lips slowly towards your ear. Suddenly, she bites your neck viciously.
Oh, no!
Blood pours from the wound, and she clings to you tightly, lapping it all up. You black out.
What?
When you come to, you see her standing over you.
Thanks, she says, tossing you a couple coins.
You gain 1 wealth. She then melts into the shadows. When you feel your neck, you notice your wound is completely healed. Your body feels ice cold. You gain 3 charm. You lose 3 physique. Yellow, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the tavern, or the hospital?
The hospital.
The hospital. Alrighty.
That's awesome.
Do you clean up or tend to patients?
Tend to patients.
You spend the week diagnosing and tending to the sick. You gain 2 mind and earn 1 wealth. One day, while in the maternity ward, you notice a woman about to give birth. The baby she births is no ordinary baby, however. Its skin is pitch black and shiny, and its eyes glow like an orange flame. It wrestles itself from the doctor's hands and tries to fly away. Stop that demon, yells the doctor. Do you use your strength or use your magic?
Strength.
You put yourself between the demon and the exit. The baby demon barrels past you and out the door, flying off into the night sky. And that's all.
Well, that seems like that's going to be a problem.
I imagine you will see the ramifications of that at some point.
They say the last time it came, the Yogg devoured houses whole, stole lives, tore families and family members apart. But that was so very long ago. Week 2. Blue, would you like to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's go to the alchemy tower.
The alchemy tower. All right. Would you like to clean lab or brew a potion?
I want
to
brew a potion.
You spend the week experimenting with different potion brews. You gain 2 magic and 1 mind.
Nice.
One day you hear one of the alchemists shout, "Eureka!"
Oh.
When you look over to see what he's done, you spot a small, previously dead ferret come to life. "I figured out the antidote to death," the alchemist exclaims. The undead ferret lets out a horrific noise and lumbers about slowly. Do you destroy the abomination or praise the alchemist's accomplishment?
Destroy the abomination.
You smack the ferret off the counter and stomp on it until it stops twitching. The alchemist is horrified. You gain 1 physique.
Nice.
Green.
Just 10.
Yes. That's it. Green, do you go to the forest, the arena, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
The garden.
The garden. Alrighty. Do you landscape or meditate?
I meditate.
Meditate? All right.
Oh.
You spend the week in deep meditation. You gain 1 magic and 2 mind. Walking past a pond one day, you see a fat little frog sitting on a lily pad.
"Please, sir," the frog begs. "I am not a frog at all, but an enchanted prince. If you could see your way to kissing me, it would break the curse."
Did he just misgendered me?
Well, your character is looks to be male.
Okay, then he didn't. Got it.
"If you could see your way to kissing me, it would break the curse and return me to normal. Do you kiss the frog or catch the frog?"
Was it kiss or?
Kiss or catch.
I'm gonna catch it. Talking frog.
You realize that a talking frog is worth a fortune and quickly grab for it. You aren't quick enough to catch the frog, unfortunately. It leaps out of your grasp and swims away. You realize you should grip things tighter. You gain 1 finesse. Red, would you like to go to the forest, the arena, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
With my newfound wealth, let's go to the arena.
The arena. Alrighty. Do you compete in a fight or bet on a fight?
Let's bet.
You spend the week placing bets on your favorite fighters. You gain 1 wealth. Over the course of the week, you've noticed your skin become paler and your teeth sharper. You notice that whenever you talk, everyone nearby hangs on your every word. You gain 3 charm. You also feel more frail and gaunt than you used to. You lose 3 physique. One day, you notice a woman tilting her head back, brushing her hair. Her neck fully exposed. You can even see a vein or two. Delicious. Before you know it, you're coated in blood with a mangled form in front of you. There are dozens of people around, and they're all filled with delicious nectar. The next few hours are a blur. You wake up the next day in bedsheets soaked with blood that is not your own. You look in the mirror and notice your skin has regained its color and that your teeth have dulled. Just to note, the arena will be closed for the rest of the game. You destroyed it.
Oh, wow.
Yellow.
You dick.
My bad.
Yellow, would you like to go to the forest, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
The tavern.
The tavern. Alrighty. Tavern. Would you like to bartend or drink?
Bartend.
You spend the week serving drinks at the tavern. You earn 1 wealth and tips and gain 2 charm. One day while in the tavern, a heated argument erupts between 2 patrons. Soon enough, fists are flying and everybody seems to be joining in on the violence. Do you join the fray or break up the fight?
Break up the fight.
You jump on top of a table and yell a plea to the patrons to stop all the violence. The patrons ignore you completely and continue attacking one another. You go to sleep that night, thinking a little less of the human race. You lose 1 charm. It was on us in a heartbeat, or so the stories go. The earth shook. The air went still. Week 3. Blue, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
The tavern.
All right. Nate's going to get cranked. Would you like to bartend or drink?
Drink.
All right. We are indeed getting cranked. You spend the entire week getting wasted.
Yeah!
You gain 2 charm and 1 physique.
Nice.
I don't gain physique when I get wasted. What the heck? One day, the tavern throws its annual darts tournament. Do you enter or spectate?
Enter.
You sign up for the dart tournament ready to prove your dart-throwing prowess. You play a decent game of darts and end up coming in 3rd place.
Nice.
You win 1 wealth.
Nice.
Green, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's go to the slums.
To the slums. All right. Would you like to pickpocket or fight crime?
I want to fight crab.
You spend the week outsmarting and beating up criminals. You gain one mind, one physique, and one finesse. One day, while wandering the slums, you notice that the stones used to line... One day, while wandering the slums, you notice that the stones used to line the road seem to have a certain pattern to them. With a piece of paper and a pencil, you manage to work out that each type of symbol corresponds to a letter of the alphabet. Deciphering the code points you to a small trapdoor hidden in a back alley. You descend it to find a dimly lit room with two cubes hovering off the ground, text scribbled across them. The arcane or the gallant, which do you pick?
The arcane.
I gotta tell you something, I've played this game probably like 20 times and I've never seen this.
That's crazy.
You touch the cube labeled the arcane. Everything flashes white. You wake up at home feeling a little odd. You gain 3 magic.
Oh.
Nice.
Neat.
Yeah, right? Red, you go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, or the hospital?
Well, seeing as I just apparently killed a bunch of people, let's go away from people and go into the forest.
All right, we're going to the forest. Do you want to chop wood or hunt?
Let's hunt.
You spend the week hunting defenseless critters. You gain 2 finesse and sell the pelts for 1 wealth. One day you stumble upon a tall, nicely trimmed hedge in the middle of the woods. You sit and eat your lunch in front of the hedge, wondering what exactly it's doing out in the woods. Suddenly, an enormous hand erupts from the foliage. Do you dodge it or punch it?
Punch it.
Okay, the person with 0 physique has decided to punch it. All right.
Yep.
You try punching the hand, but your blow just glances off of it. The hand then grabs you and pulls you through the thorns of the hedge. You lose 1 physique. You already had 0 physique. The beast drags you all the way back to its lair and chains you up to a wall. It starts peeling layers off your... Jesus. It starts peeling layers of your flesh off of you, eating it in front of you. Then he waves his hand, regenerating the flesh on your body. This cycle occurs for what feels like years. The mental torment you undergo is unbearable. You lose 3 mind. The constant barrage of healing spells infuses you with raw magic. You gain 3 magic.
Sweet.
One day, the beast's lair is attacked by another monster. You take this opportunity to escape. You push through the hedge and back into the forest. When you finally arrive home, you learn that you'd only been gone for a day. Again, I've never seen that one. I'm wondering if they didn't add new ones. I mean, that's amazing. Yellow, would you like to go to the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, or the hospital?
You know, I unleashed a demon baby, so I want to go see what's happening in the hospital again.
All right. Just in case. To the hospital. Do you want to clean up or tend to patients?
Let's tend to patients some more.
You spend the week diagnosing and tending to the sick. You gain 2 mind and earn 1 wealth. One day, the bloodletting leeches somehow escape from their containers. Leeches start flooding into the hallway. There are people screaming everywhere as leeches slither towards them. Somebody do something, yells one of the doctors. Do you zap the leeches with magic or use yourself as bait?
It's probably going to kill me, but I'm going to use myself as bait.
You start taunting the leeches to lead them back into their containers. The leeches swarm all over you. You are subject to a vicious series of bites before the leeches get bored and take off. You lose 2 physique. The leeches make their way out of the hospital and end up infesting all the nearby waterbeds. And then the world was a howling fury. Chaos. Screaming. The sound of all we knew being pulled in half. Week 4. Blue. Would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
The palace.
All right. Alchemy tower, gardens, palace, there it is. Do you want to do administration work or attend a ball?
Administration work.
You spend the week doing paperwork for the palace. You're paid 2 wealth and gain 1 mind. One day you accidentally bump into a duke.
Watch where you're going, filthy peasant.
He shoves you out of the way with his hand and continues walking. Do you have a passive-aggressive response or an active-aggressive response?
Oh, an active-aggressive response. Screw that guy.
You shove him back. He falls to the ground and scrapes his knee. Nice one! You gain... Well, you gained something, but it didn't tell me what. So you gained something. I think you gained 2 charm.
Oh, okay.
Based on your stats. Green, do you go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
I want to go to the tavern.
The tavern, all right. Do you bartend or drink?
I drink.
You spend the entire week getting wasted. You gain 2 charm and 1 physique. One day, a fortune teller sets up at one of the tavern's tables. She offers to read anybody's fortune for a small sum. Do you say yes, please, for minus 1 wealth, or no thanks? You have 1 wealth currently.
No.
No?
No thank you.
The rest of the day, you watch the fortune teller from afar as she showers each of her customers with promises of wealth and love. You feel like skipping out was a good choice. You gain 1 mind.
Yay!
Red, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's go hospital.
Hospital, alrighty.
Probably check out on the problems.
Do you clean up or tend to patients?
Let's clean up.
You spend the week steeling your mind against the horrors of the hospital, making sure it's as clean as can be. You gain one mind, one physique, and earn one wealth. One day, a patient comes into the hospital with sores that nobody's ever seen before. While walking by his bedside, he looks to you and rudely asks for a glass of water. Do you get him water or ignore him?
I get him water.
You bring him a small glass to quench his thirst. He takes a large sip, swigs it around, and then proceeds to spit it at you.
Oh!
The water hits you right in the face. After cleaning up, you scold the obviously insane man for spitting at you. That night when you get home, you feel dizzy and start having vivid hallucinations about ancient wizards. You gain 3 magic. You lose 3 mind. You are now down to 0 mind. Yellow, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, or the slums?
You know, I'm hoping that I don't make more demonic stuff, so I'm going to go with the gardens.
The gardens, okay.
Makes demonic flowers.
Do you want to landscape or meditate?
Landscape.
Landscape. You spend the week maintaining the plants in the royal garden. You gain one finesse, one physique, and earn yourself one wealth. One day on your way home from the park, you come across a golden ring in the grass. Do you sell the ring or wear the ring?
Wear the ring.
Upon placing the ring on your finger, orange glowing markings appear on the outside of the band. The markings unravel themselves from the ring and swirl in front of you. They form into what appears to be a fully armored ghost, radiating a beautiful orange light. The ghost turns to you and nods before walking away. ... The ring looks good on you. You gain one charm.
When it arrives this time, how will we fare? Will we once more rebuild, move on, be strong? Or have we forgotten? Week 5.
Blue, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
The forest.
The forest. Chop wood or hunt?
Hunt.
You spend the week hunting defenseless critters. You gain 2 finesse and sell the pelts for 1 wealth. One day you hear hundreds of footsteps rumbling through the forest in your direction. It's an orc raiding party. What do you do? Do you hide or charm them into not killing you? You have 7 charm.
I don't know if that's a lot.
It's 2 more than what you started with. I don't know if I'd call it a lot, but I wouldn't call it horrific either.
I'll hide.
You jump into a nearby ditch. The orcs all ride past you. Nice hiding. You gain 1 finesse.
Nice.
Green, would you like to go to the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Alchemy tower.
The alchemy tower. Clean lab or brew a potion?
I clean the lab.
You spend the week cleaning up noxious chemicals. You're paid 1 wealth for your labor and gain 1 physique and 1 magic. One day, all the alchemists decide to take a break from work and instead throw a cantrip party. One alchemist waves his hand and produces confetti in front of him. Another spawns a seemingly endless number of doves from his sleeves. Then all the alchemists turn to you to see what you can come up with. Do you do a simple trick or a complex trick? You have 9 mind and 10 magic.
Go for the complex.
Okay,
one.
I'm going to go complex magic.
Yeah! All right.
With a snap of your fingers, you bring a chair to life. You sit atop it and ride it around the room. Everybody else is quite impressed. You gain 2 charm.
Yeehaw!
Red, would you like to go to the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
I think after the few weeks he's had, he needs to go to the tavern.
Fair enough. Do you bartend or drink?
Drink.
Heavily.
You spend the entire week getting wasted. You gain 2 charm and 1 physique. Over the course of the next week, you notice yourself growing more and more spiral-shaped sores all over your body. One day, the sores begin glowing a vibrant blue. You feel your magical power grow even stronger while your mind slips further and further. You gain 3 magic. You lose 3 mind. You were already at 0 mind. You're still at 0 mind. In no time, the sores are glowing so bright that they hurt to look at. Someone rushes up to you, asking you if you're all right. With only a glance, you set them aflame. Then you let out a scream that shakes the earth and shatters the skulls of all nearby. A river of blood coats the ground as you walk about, reveling in your destruction. You black out. When you come to, you're at home in your bed. Your sores have faded, and you feel like the disease's symptoms have passed. The tavern will not be available next week.
You
it has been destroyed.
Destroyer of stuff! Jeez!
Yellow, would you like to go to the gardens, the palace, the hospital, or the slums?
You know what? The palace.
The palace. Alrighty. Do you want to do administration work or attend a ball?
Administration work.
You spend the week doing paperwork for the palace. You're paid 2 wealth and gain 1 mind. One day the king approaches you.
Excuse me, but you look like someone who I can confide in, he says. I really want a prince to take over the throne, but the queen and I aren't exactly active in the bedroom.
He blushes a little. I lose my microphone.
This is weird.
Do you have any advice on how I could, romance the queen, so to speak? Do you teach the king your ways or admit that you don't know how to help?
Teach the king my ways.
You spend hours drawing a bunch of diagrams and going through scenarios with the king. By the end of it, he's just as charming as you are. He thanks you and hands you a large sack of coins as a reward. You gain 3 wealth. Later that night, you get the sinking feeling that you might have actually made things worse. The Yogg. It's almost here. Almost. Almost. Our final week, week 6. Blue, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the hospital, or the slums? The arena and tavern have been destroyed.
The guard tower.
I don't have a guard tower. Alchemy tower or gardens?
Gardens, sorry.
Gardens, sure thing. Landscape or meditate?
Meditate.
You spend the week in deep meditation. You gain 1 magic and 2 mind. One day you spot a man drinking water from out of a pond. Suddenly, he screams. You look over to find him covered in leeches. What do you do? Do you save him with magic or get out of there?
Save him with magic.
All right. You try prying the leeches off the man, but there's too many of them. You end up getting bit a lot in the process. You lose 1 physique. You begin to give up when the man stops squirming, too much of him devoured to still function. You make a break for it and get to safety. You go by the well later in the night to find only a pile of bones. Yeesh, those are some bad leeches. Green, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the palace, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's go to the hospital.
Oh, it's not me.
Sorry, yeah, Green.
Sorry, wrong one.
Where to, Green?
Hospital.
Hospital. Would you like to clean up or tend to patients?
Let's clean up.
You spend the week steeling your mind against the horrors of the hospital, making sure it's as clean as can be. You gain 1 mind, 1 physique, and earn 1 wealth. One day, a patient whose voice has been cursed and replaced with piano notes will not stop talking. All the other patients are complaining that his voice is making the hospital even more depressing. The doctors have tried convincing him to stop talking, but to no avail. Do you try to decipher what he's saying or sing with him?
I'm going to try and decipher.
You listen to his piano keys and manage to work out that all he wants is for his pillow to be fluffed. You fluff his pillow for him and he sounds extremely grateful. You gain 2 charm. Red, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, the palace, or the slums?
We'll go to the palace.
The palace. Alrighty. Would you like to do administration work or attend a ball?
Let's attend a ball.
You spend the week attending fancy gatherings. You gain 2 charm and 1 finesse. One day you decide to lean up against a wall just to take a break. It rotates as you apply pressure and you tumble down a set of stairs. You enter a large, dusty room filled with barrels. You found the king's famous wine cellar. Do you host a secret party in here or keep quiet about what you saw?
Oh, I host a secret party.
Yeah!
All your friends show up and the drinking begins. When you come to, you find yourself in a home you don't recognize in only your underwear. Your clothes are nowhere to be found and you seem to be the only one home. What happened? Yellow, would you like to go to the forest, the alchemy tower, or the slums?
Nice.
The forest.
The forest. Would you like to chop wood or hunt?
chop wood.
You spend the week cutting down trees for the village. You gain 2 physique and earn yourself 1 wealth. One day you decide to take a bath in the river. When you get out of the water, you notice that you're covered in leeches everywhere.
No, no leeches!
Panicking, you quickly pluck them off. You feel faint. You lose 1 physique. The storm arrives in the night. By the morning, it still rages. For 3 full days, the tempest puts us through a grinder, drowns us, crushes us, ruins us. But then it ends. We see the graveyard our home has become. Our home. Does anything yet live? Is it? Are we past saving? Alright, the final section of the game, you are all going to have to choose your role in the rebuilding process of your town, basically. I'm going to give you guys all your stats. Nate, I don't know, suppose, on the view that you have over there, if you can see what your physique stat is. Because on my screen, your physique is cut off. Everything else is
visible. Oh, yeah, no, it's physique 10.
Physique 10, okay. Yeah. So, Nate, you have 10 physique, 10 finesse, 8 mind, 7 charm, 8 magic, 4 wealth. Green, you have 9 physique, 8 finesse, 10 mind, 13 charm, 10 magic, and 3 wealth. Red, you have 2 physique, 10 finesse, no mind, 15 charm, 14 magic, and 5 wealth. Yellow, you have 5 physique, 6 finesse, 10 mind, 7 charm, 5 magic, and 10 wealth. Wow, you are loaded. So you are now going to each pick your role in the rebuilding process. Nate, would you like to be the leader, the builder, the conjurer, the doctor, the smelter, the tailor, the looter, or the town drunk?
I'm going to go chaos, the looter.
The looter, all right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Am I on the looter?
I think so.
Wait, I know I can tell. Let's go to the bottom and go up one. You break into abandoned buildings and hoard together everything for yourself. You gain 3 wealth. You gain another 3 wealth. This hurts the survival effort.
Womp womp.
Green, where would you like to be the leader, the builder, the conjurer, the doctor, the smelter, the tailor, or the town drunk?
I want to be the conjurer.
The conjurer. All right. 1, 2. You take it upon yourself to help conjure up supplies for the town. With your magic, you summon a large amount of supplies. With some effort, you're summoning more than enough lumber and food for the town. This helps the rebuilding effort a lot. Red, would you like to be the leader, the builder, the doctor, the smelter, the tailor, or the town drunk?
I think for the fun of it, let's go the doctor.
The doctor. With no mind. Okay.
This is not going to go well.
No.
Nope.
One more. There you go.
You take it upon yourself to help the sick and injured from the Yogg. You're completely unable to save anybody's life. Survivor morale plummets. You guys are not going to have a good day.
No.
Yellow, would you like to be the leader, the builder, the smelter, the tailor, or the town drunk?
You know what, with everything going on as it is, I'm just going to turn into the town drunk. To use all my wealth to just...
I don't blame you. You scavenge together as much alcohol as you can and drink excessively. You gain 2 physique and 1 charm. Oh, and that's it. And so, we set about our tasks, once more living our lives, this time in a way we might never have expected, or even wanted. But in the end, we were defeated. Those of us left struggled to put our home to rights, but the effort was futile. Doomed. The city bled survivors, eventually becoming a husk, a dead thing. And perhaps the Yogg was only partly to blame. Yikes. All right, so that is the worst of the 3 possible endings. You can get that ending. You can get it was a struggle, but we made it. And hey, we flourished. We kicked ass. Let's find out what happened to everybody.
All right.
Blue, you escaped the ruined town with giant bags of coins, jewels, and other valuable trinkets.
Nice.
You moved to a new city, living a life of luxury and elegance.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, the new city you moved to has their own horrible evil, the Bieg. The Bieg sweeps through the city, tearing apart everything you know. This time, when you go rummaging through the debris for valuables, you encounter a group of people doing the same. You get into a knife fight with one of them, which results in you bleeding out on a pile of rubble.
Ah, that sucks.
Green, the Yogg traumatized you deeply. Despite everything starting to be okay now, something in you snapped. Maybe it was witnessing a baby floating face down in the water. Maybe it was when you found a man skewered on a fence, still squirming slightly, his eyes an empty void. Perhaps it was when you saw a group of kids that were trapped in the school and resorted to eating their rotting teacher's corpse. Whatever it was, you can't help but drink. You drink so much, you're not entirely sure what is real and what's an illusion. One day you look into a mirror and your eyes are empty. Hollow.
Wow.
Red, in the ruins of the once great village, you struggle to survive. One day you find a shard of a mirror on the ground. Picking it up, you can see behind you a giant hedge. Before you can react, a giant hand pulls you through. Once again, you are dragged through the thorns of the hedge. Once again, you are chained up by your former master. You are eaten alive for the rest of eternity. Jeez!
Damn!
Yellow, you try your best to survive in this wasteland of a city, but to no avail. You die unceremoniously from starvation. Wow, you guys got bar none the worst ending I've ever seen for this game.
Wow.
Hey, I was helping to down those 3 knuckleheads.
So that's the Yogg. I would encourage anyone watching to play. I'm sure you can't do worse than this group.
Wow, that was impressively horrible. By the way, thank you to our guests, the Real Hot Chili Pepper, Carletta, and the Wheeze. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, guys.
So, yeah, guys, if you want to make sure you check out the Yogg. It's created by Damian Summer and Emily Carroll. It's available now on Steam for $9.99. And, I mean, as you can tell, it makes a fantastic party game.
It's awesome.
All right, listen, we want to hear from you. Are you going to check out the Yogg? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight and Mike Thomas. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Out at PAX East, Robbie Landis and Norris Howard. And over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.